Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, the weekly mortgage market update, providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lickin' on Lending, David Lickin.
Welcome, everybody. This is David Lickin, and it's Monday, August 16th, and we're coming to you live from Austin, Texas. That's right. We traveled all the way across the country, made it home. Good to be back here, but I tell you, it is hot, hot, hot. I want you to text me what temperature it is where you're at, and I love to hear from you. Welcome to the program, everybody. We've got a jam-packed program, a lot to talk about today. We have a special guest today. Howard Voiles with HousingMatrix.com, and he's going to be talking to us about online resources. I also want to say a special thank you out to our sponsors, TMI, for being such an anchor to what we're doing here. So thrilled, as well as DMD, Rob Katz and the group there at DMD Inc. We're thrilled to have them here. Del Mar Database has been a part of what this industry has been about for a long, long time. We're excited to be in partnership with both TMI and DMD Inc., and now with Housing Matrix. But before we get into all of that, let's get into interest rates. Joe Farr, thank you so much. Good to have you back again with us, or it's good to be back in Austin with you. Cover what's going on. It just looks like we got more. This is starting to sound like the limbo game, you know what I mean? How low can you go?
Well, it's lower again today. Fannie Mae puts out what they call the required net yield, which is what they post every morning, and it's a great measure from day to day to day as to what mortgage rates are, not what MBS prices are, mortgage prices, or it's not, it doesn't have any discount or premium associated with it. And it fell to 3.88. Now, it also doesn't have servicing fee on it, so it's not a true indication of what the street rate would be for a par quote, but it was 3.92 Friday and 3.88 today. So that's another new record low. So it's just another way to look at it. This morning, prices opened a good bit higher. MBS prices opened higher this morning, which is part of the reason that the Fannie Mae required net yield came in lower. And we've since given back some of the gains. We're up 3 now. Early in the morning, we were up 12. Overseas weakness, Japan's GDP, a couple things helped to cause MBS purchases to be attractive this morning, and since we've given some of that back. Still up on the day, though.
Well, that's great to hear. What happened last week? Again, more low rates. This is great news, you think, and it looks like in a report from Kate Berry that she just published this morning. If you guys want to get a copy of that, go over to American Banker. Kate Berry, one of my favorite reporters, put out a report that refinances are up again. So what happened last week to contribute to that?
Well, after falling for about 6 out of the last 7 weeks, you'd expect refis to begin to be attractive. A couple things. Last week, there were two big events. One was the Fed meeting, and the other was inflation. The CPI came out. So let's talk about the Fed meeting first. On Tuesday, the Fed announced essentially Fed funds rates were going to stay the same, and they were going to stay low for an extended period of time. No real change there. But what they did change a little bit was their attitude about the current pace of the recovery. They said what everyone already feels is that it's slowing down. The pace of recovery is slowing, and as a result, they have implemented a new policy, which will be to invest all the cash that they receive from payoffs or payments on their mortgage-backed security and treasury portfolio, which, as we all know, they bought $1.2 trillion worth of them. So they're getting a couple hundred million dollars a year in payments and payoffs from that, and they're going to start reinvesting that. In the past, they were just essentially taking the cash out of the system And by reinvesting, that's a little stimulative, and not so stimulative, though, that the inflationary concerns would rise, but enough to signal to the market that we're going to be buying. They're going to buy treasuries, not MBS, but there's a little sympathy improvement in prices there, as MBS is going to follow treasury prices to an extent. And so that change was helpful. The other thing that came out last week, Dave, was the CPI was announced, and it remained very tame. Core CPI it rose at an annual rate of 0.9%. You know, anything between 1.5 and 2 is considered okay. So this is below okay, and in fact, there's even some discussion these days about are prices, is inflation getting too low? Might we head into a deflationary time period? Low inflation, deflation, both very good for mortgage rates. Certainly deflation would be bad for the economy, which would have an impact on how many people out there would actually need mortgage rates. So we don't want that to happen. We're in a good position. No. So, you know, a good environment for low rates.
What about this week that's coming up here, Joe?
Not a lot this week. We're going to get another measure for inflation tomorrow. PPI comes out, and everyone will expect that to be fairly low. It's not as significant an event as CPI, but it is another measure that we expect will have little impact on overall mortgage rates. Also coming out tomorrow will be housing starts. The expectation today is that it'll be a slight improvement over June, still fairly weak, though. And then also tomorrow, industrial production comes out. It's a pretty broad measure of manufacturing activity, and if it signals a significant deviation from what was expected, it could be a market-moving event. But, you know, not like last week where we had the Fed meeting and CPI. This week we just don't have a whole lot to be concerned about that's on the economic calendar. So maybe we'll keep these low rates and you know, wait until what comes out next week.
Yeah, see what comes out next week. But, folks, this is a good time to be talking to those borrowers that you made loans for recently, or if you're a realtor on the phone beginning to get some people interested in getting out there and buy a home. These rates are unbelievable. Just wonderful to see. I just hope that this economy holds up, and we're going to be talking more about that as we move forward in the program. Folks, thank you so much for staying tuned. Again, this is Dave Lickin with Lickin on Lending. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Looking for that competitive edge? MBS QuoteLine delivers live market coverage for originators. Get up-to-the-minute mortgage market news and analysis as events occur.
Get MBS prices as trades happen.
Straight to your computer, email, cell phone, or PDA. Know in advance when your investors will reprice. Make better lock-float decisions and increase your income. Be the expert your clients expect. And know what's moving interest rates right now, tomorrow, and beyond. MBS QuoteLine, delivering live market coverage for originators. Learn more about MBS QuoteLine today at MBSQuoteLine.com.
MBSQuoteLine.com.
646-716-4972. The Lickin' on Lending Show is back. Here is your host, David Lickin.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Lickin. Good to have you back with us. And we're excited to have Alice on here. And Alice, you're back from vacation, as am I. I hope you had a good time and a good break from your family.
Oh, we did. Actually, it was a good break with all my siblings and all their kids. So we have a blast out on Lake Charlevoix. It was lots of fun. But, you know, I feel much more comfortable trying to do the show in front of all my computer screens with all my paper nearby for these references.
Yes.
So anyway, I guess just to get started here is we're watching rural development funding. That seems to be the talk of the day these days. As we did have the president sign a bill on July 29th, of course, within this Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2010, he gave billions to the military, but somewhere in the fine print there, we did get funding for the rural guarantee loans, the Section 502. Now, I'm finding mixed reports about this on whether or not RD is going to be able to, or is going to be able to pull off the system changes and get this moving forward. You have National Mortgage News had a note out there that maybe RD was a little leery about moving forward with implementing these changes, since it's technically a temporary change until September 30th. And, you know, do we go through all the system changes and have to turn around to get new appropriations in October? However, in another publication, there was another Origination News publication that was saying, well, that's not necessarily true. We want to move forward. So we're all basically just watching the news reports and hope, and from RD, hoping that the Rural Housing Service moves forward with actually funding loans. That's the main thing we want to see happen, is that they start funding loans. So that's House Bill 4899. Now, on the SAFE Act, on the licensing side, we have two things that we're watching for you. Senate Bill 3106 is the Nonprofit Mortgage Licensing Clarification Act of 2010. This one, Dave, was to exempt the nonprofits. And, you know, we've had a lot of licensing dates go by here for individual states. July 31st was a big implementation date. And we're just finding that the nonprofits are hoping this bill is going to pass, and a lot of their loan officers aren't licensed. So I'm going to give a heads up to people out there that check each of the individual state laws, because generally speaking, SAFE Act did not exempt nonprofit mortgage originators from being licensed. We do have that the banks, those of you at banks and credit unions, that interagency final rule that was published July 28th, you are going to have to be registered, not licensed. So you won't have to take education
registered
and pass that crazy test. Right. Keyword, registered. But the National Mortgage Licensing System, which I just checked this morning, does not appear to have anything up and running yet for your employer and you to go in and actually go through the registration process. So we're watching that still. Yes, you're going to have to do it, but we don't have a date yet. Small entities, small agencies are exempt. So if you close five or fewer loans in a 12-month rolling period, then you would not have to be licensed, and that's if you're working at a bank. That's not for those of you at lenders and brokers, just if you're working at a bank or credit union, any of you regulated by an agency who are currently exempt. So we will be tracking that for you as well. So that's the licensing update. Now I'm going to move to FHA specifically. FHA's proposed rule, the FHA Risk Management Initiatives, that proposed rule we've talked about over a couple shows, this rule is going to change seller concessions to be down from to 3% from 6%. So we currently now allow sellers to pay 6% towards closing costs and prepaids. FHA wants to change that down to 3%. The Mortgage Bankers Association filed their comment today. Those of you who haven't filed comments, get out there. It's www.regulations.gov. Regulations.gov. That's the website to go to where you can file responses to any of these proposed rules we talk about. The seller concessions for the MBA in our working group, we talked about 4% seems a little more reasonable. Let's negotiate this. Let's not go all the way down to 3. And like I mentioned before, make sure you get out there and make a comment on what your opinions are about seller concessions. The more numbers you can give FHA about the impact to your market, the better defense we'll have that 3% is just too deep of a cut. So that's the my two cents on that one. And if you combine that with FHA's mortgage insurance premium changes that are going to go into effect, you really have a big hit to the borrowers in the program. So heads up to everyone, MIP changes are right now announced as going into effect for case numbers effective October 4th. So far we're looking at that the upfront premium will be 1%. So that sounds great, right? But when you do the math, it's really only saving the borrower a few dollars. On a $100,000 loan, it's going to save them about $6 in the monthly payment, that reduction in the upfront MIP. But the annual MIP is going to go up to 9.9% on an annual basis, calculated based on the unpaid principal balance, and that's going to change the mortgage the monthly mortgage amount by about $22-$23 on a $100,000 loan. So you really have a big shift in the monthly payment for the borrowers overall. And now if you look at PMI rates, you really need to do your homework when the customer has a better score, because PMI rates now start to be much more competitive with this on a monthly basis, especially if you look at lender-paid MI in connection with the FHA. So, Dave, jump in here anytime if you want to add some notes about this. But I was crunching some math on that one, the PMI versus the MIP.
That is good news, especially for our sponsor, PMI, which is just really – I think we need to get a balance to the product mix that's been out there. So that's actually, you know, while that is a hit to the government programs, Alan, I wonder if this isn't a good thing to kind of balance out some of the what is perceived as the inequities in the distribution of product mix in many shops right now.
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of loan officers maybe haven't focused in on lender-paid or borrower-paid mortgage insurance premiums. That's the one to go take a look at. Certainly if you're just trying to work with monthly MI, you might be going, well, you know, FHA still might seem like a better deal. So go check those out. Certainly I understand credit and underwriting differences, but, you know, FHA is tightening a little bit on that too. And in terms of bills, other bills, I want to make sure that you all, you know, kind of check the radar screen again. We got very focused on FinReg to put together our radar screen again. It's House Bill 5539. It was introduced in June. It's called the Fannie Freddie Transparency Act. It really is just a basic piece of legislation that would require Fannie and Freddie to provide reports that would be publicly available, basically on all their activities, everything they're doing. You know, we're saying, hey, if we're funding you guys, tell us what's going on behind your four walls. We want more information. We are also watching a bill related to VA, House Bill 4845, to extend VA housing loan benefits to children of veterans who die from service-connected disabilities. We're also watching some credit-related bills. We've got the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act trying to clarify and eliminate privacy notices so that if nothing's changed, you wouldn't have to do an annual privacy notice as a servicer. That's House Bill 3506. We also have Senate Bill 3416. This is the fair credit and the rule that we need for the red flags rule to go into effect. This is Senate Bill 3416. You know, the red flags rule keeps getting postponed. Right now it's postponed all the way to December 31st. Well, that's because we need legislation out there to clear up that we have, you know, we have some healthcare providers and attorneys that are looped into this, and we want to make sure that it's going to exclude certain businesses from the red flags rule. So that's the bill we're watching. A couple on the Fair Credit Reporting Act, Senate Bill 3247. Fair credit, this is going to amend the Fair Credit Reporting Act to include that credit scores are free, right? How many commercials do you see where they're trying to loop you in, you know, hey, get your free credit report from me, and then when you get there, you got to pay, right?
Yep.
So that's Senate Bill 3247. There's also Senate Bill 3419. Fair credit, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, exclude from a credit report medical debt that's been resolved. So not that that's so much of an impact to score, but just get it off the report. Those are a couple of bills related to the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Last but not least, watching for flood insurance extension. We did have House Bill 5114 pass, but we still need to get this all the way through. So I just wanted to give you a quick update on that. That's our realignment of our list. If anybody has anything else they want us to watch, send Dave an email.
Send me an email, send Alice an email. We want to track everything that's going on out there. And we're doing everything to track what's going on at the federal level. There's a lot going on at the state level, and we would love to hear from you in each of your respective states, and we're going to be putting that up on our newfound website, which we're going to be talking about in a minute. I want to say, folks, that I'm sitting here in a studio in Austin, Texas, in front of a TV camera at 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. I will be going live on Fox Business to talk about, and we're going to be Nick Kimmeros, who I know fairly well from the Wall Street Journal, and I will be discussing the big debate that goes on about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that starts tomorrow, actually. I was going to say next week. It's tomorrow. And I want you guys to encourage you to tune in to Fox Business. Turn on your television and listen to it. You can also go to the Fox Business website, download, and look at it. But I'm sitting here in front of a camera doing this broadcast with my cell phone dialed in. And so I'm missing all those computer screens like you have, Alice. But it's good to be here. It's good to be knowing, having the opportunity to speak to so many people across the country about so many issues related to this. Alice, thank you so much for doing a good, thorough digest. It's so important that we don't get just all wrapped around the axle, to use one of Andy Schell's expressions, related to just FinReg, because there's so much going on, folks. And if you want to download and listen to this, and there's so much that Alice covers. That's why we have it on the website. And you can go to housingmatrix.com, and you'll see all of it itemized out. A lot of the programs that have been available and are still available on Blog Talk Radio are now more available, easier to find, there on the newhousingmatrix.com website. We're going to be talking more about that with our special guest, Howard Boyle, in a few minutes. But let's take a quick break. Again, Alice, thank you so much. We'll be right back after this quick word.
Looking for a full-service mortgage training and consulting company to fit exactly what you need? Mortgage U is your ultimate education and information resource used by lenders to execute high-impact, high-quality training throughout the organization. Mortgage U instructors are mortgage professionals
providing classroom and web-based delivery
and has the most sought-after training manuals in the country. Mortgage U has a proven track record performing customized training programs for hundreds and even thousands of employees both live and online on everything from application through loan delivery and insuring. Call Mortgage U today at 800-278-0200 or visit us online at mortgage-u.com. Welcome back to Lickin' on Lending. Our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here's David Lickin'.
Good to have you back, everybody. We appreciate you listening in, and we appreciate you passing this link on to others so that they can have the latest what's going on in the industry information, because we're here to digest all that's going on so that you have one place to go, one-stop shop, to get all the information of what's happening of critical importance related to housing and finance. Thank you so much. And as we do each and every week, one of my favorite topics, of course, every segment's a favorite topic, but this one is near to my heart because it really speaks to one of the weaknesses I have, and I'm thrilled to be in partnership with Andy Schell, also known as the Profit Doctor, and he today is going to be talking to us about financial statements. Andy, welcome back to the program, Mr.
Well, thanks,
Profit
Dave.
Doctor.
It's great, as always, to be on the show, and today, financial statements, and I'm going to call it broadly a business scorecard. You know, when your kids are in school and they get grades every quarter or whatever, they understand how they're doing and what's next. Well, in business, you need to have a scorecard, and for the most part, in mortgage banking, when we talk about the scorecard, we're talking about monthly results, and they typically talk about funding volume. And funding volume is obviously very, very essential to a business. Without funding, you don't have a business. You know, what's interesting is that, when you were just on vacation, when you're out there fishing on the lake in Minnesota and you catch that whopping, 18-inch fish, well, the next time you tell the story, it's 24-inch. The next time you tell the story, it's 36-inch. Well, the same thing happens with funding volume. You know, you ask somebody, how's your funding volume? Well, they almost always round up and add a million or two or three, it's because it sounds better. So funding volume.
Andy, you knew me from my early days, don't you?
Well, everybody does this. Everybody talks about funding volume. Everybody talks about that, how much they make, and that's how they look at measuring a company, because you got to have it. And I suspect most mortgage bankers, as of right now today, know their funding volume for July. So what does funding volume tell us about profitability? Well, the reality is not enough, and really a lot not enough, because one company could be profitable at $7 million when another company could lose money at $9 million. So it really, really depends on a lot of other factors, because funding volume doesn't take into account secondary marketing margin. It doesn't take into account branch profits and splits. It doesn't consider operational cost. But funding volume is a number everybody looks at. To know what a company is really making, it takes a complete view of all the financial activity, not just volume. It takes volume to make money, but just because there's volume doesn't mean you're making a profit. And that's really the important point. You need to know if you're making a profit, not just volume. So it's important to understand and look at your P&L. And not just your production reports, because that's just not enough information. Your P&L, which is also known as your statement of income statement and profit and loss statement, it's an essential report that shows the financial results. And this is actually one of the reports that warehouse line banks expect to see each month. So when you look at a P&L, you should be able to tell your profit by loan, profit by originator, profit by branch, in addition to your corporate profit. Now, what we do for clients that we support is we help track the financials so that the funding volume and the net income are tied to each other. Now, this is an important point about timing of revenue recognition under GAAP, which is the generally accepted accounting principles that CPAs use, versus funding volume. And it's an important point, but it gets too detailed, so I'm going to skip it for now. But just suffice it to say that just straight financials don't necessarily tell you if your income is tied to your funding volumes. It's important to connect all that together so you can really understand your business. So how do you get loan-level profitability? Because that's really what we're talking about.
So important.
Yes, exactly. You need to have a P&L with loan-level profitability. So to get loan-level results, you need to capture loan-level identifiers on the funding and sale entries that your accounting department posts into your system. Now, this is usually a branch code and an originator code and a customer code. So when your accounting department is capturing your detail when the loan's funded, they're going to enter it all along with a branch identifier and a customer code. And then when the loan's sold, they're going to enter all the detail along with a branch identifier and a loan code. And by doing this, you're going to be able to get loan-level profit reports by branch, by originator, by loan, with secondary marketing exceptions, all this amazing information so you can be successful running your business. So as I wrap up here, production reports are essential, but they alone will not production reports are essential, but they alone will not tell you if you're making money. You've got to be sure you've got a good P&L with loan level profit. You know, you should also be aware of current times and staff capacity and secondary marketing gains. Make sure those are converting into cash as you expect, because you'd be amazed at how often they're not. But you got to watch all of this in total. So if you got to manage by the numbers. I've heard Joe say this many times on other shows. You got to manage by the numbers. And if you do, you'll be able to survive the challenges we're facing as an industry. So, Dave, that's it for the Profit Doctor. Thank you very much.
So, Andy, you mean to say, Mr. Profit Doctor, that the old saying that, don't worry, we're losing a little bit on every loan, but we're going to make it up in volume. You're saying that doesn't work?
No. No, it's like your kid thing. Your kid calls you up and say, Dad, I'm just going to be a few minutes late, and then it's an hour late, and that's okay because they always do it. No.
You must have been listening into our dinner table conversation last night. We had that happen yesterday. Folks, it's so good and so important that you understand this. Accounting is one of those things that if you're the better you are at sales, it seems like the worse you are at doing accounting. It is so important that you not ignore this area. That's why we bring it to you each and every week on this segment known as the Profit Doctor, because it's at the end of the day, it's what you drive to the bottom line that's going to make a difference between you retiring in style or sitting out there beside the road thumbing for the next place to go to. So anyway, thank you, Andy, so much for bringing this to us each and every week. Folks, remember, I'm sitting in front of a camera about ready to do a live broadcast at 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. I'm tuning into Fox Business. You're going to get a chance to listen to me. We'll be right back with our guest, Howard Voiles, after this brief word.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm for the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success, Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging, financial and accounting services, or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact our Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Lickman with Lickman & Lending. It is Monday, August 16th. My gosh, what is happening to this year? It is crazy. Again, a reminder, tune into Fox Business at 2 o'clock, and you're going to hear an exciting debate or discussion, probably is a better way to put it, about should Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac stay inside the federal government? Should it stay there or should it be privatized? Good discussion. I'm excited to be on with my good friend Nick Kimros of the Wall Street Journal and be able to discuss this out. We welcome you. But also, We are so excited about having PMI and Delmar Database being a part of what we're doing in this program. Thank you to both of them for their sponsorship. And we are excited to announce today a new partnership, a new sponsor, and an alliance with Howard Voiles, the president and founder of HousingMatrix.com. Howard, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Dave. Glad to be here and thrilled about the affiliation.
Well, folks, we're so excited to have Howard here as a guest today, but more so than just talk about online resources that are so critical in this day and age where more and more consumers are going first to the Internet. You know, folks, it's a little bit embarrassing when the consumer that contacts you has done their searching online, is more informed of what's going on than you are. It is so important at this particular time to be able to have a solid amount of data. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I get just dizzy doing a Google search or a Bing search or pick your favorite search engine, and you look out there, what's out there, it's dizzy. So it's important to have a resource. And we're hoping that Lickin' on Lending, this radio program that Alice, Joe, Andy, Shell, and I bring to you each and every week, and now Howard joining us, we hope that this is a regular ongoing resource. But you need more. You need something like HousingMatrix.com. Head on over there and talk to us. Howard, we're thrilled to have you here. What is the vision for Housing Matrix? What is it that you really had planned for this when you started this?
Well, originally we've been providing, actually about 14 years, marketing tools for the title insurance and the mortgage industry directly. And we've been transparent. And we've seen a need over the especially through the Internet side of this, to start bringing together collectively, if you would, aggregating information that makes it convenient for the professional in the housing industry to access the different aspects of information that they have to have. You're talking about news, different kinds of news. You're talking about access to motivational materials, educational materials, vendors and lenders and the goods and services we have, information through the associations, and then career aspects of it as well. And we couldn't find anything that served the industry as a one place or one-stop shop, if you would, and that's the goal of Housing Matrix. And your vision of what you're doing communication-wise fits perfectly with the direction we are going and have been as we developed this site out over the last 18 months. We are thrilled to be involved with you for it, because you're bringing in the audio way, on a regular way, the experts together, so people don't have to sort through the Internet or sort through paperwork to find out where it is. So in a concise hour, you're able to bring the information to them.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because now, Joey, I want to just interject, Joe, for a second. It's so important, folks, to be able to have a place to digest that, and that's what the goal of our program is. And, Joe, I want you to jump in here. I appreciate it. By the way, Joe, I want to say thank you so much for making the introduction. It was through Joe Farr that I was able to connect with Howard, and we're so thrilled. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's great to be part of Housing Matrix in a bigger way. We've been with we've had some information on Housing Matrix now for about a year, and it's worked out well, and we very much appreciate Howard, and we appreciate you being part of the program. I did want to ask you, Howard, to kind of explain to the people out there what you have on your website, what makes it so unique, and sort of, you know, what can they expect to find when they go there.
Well, it's like anything that aggregates information for it. It's built like a pyramid, where the top portion of it, you get the general information, and the further you go down to it, the more volume of things you find, and the more you have to kind of search through it to see what is relevant specifically to you. We actually created the site with 9 portals. So if you go to housingmatrix.com, you'll find, of course, on the very top navigation bar, it starts at the left at the home. Which is kind of the clearinghouse for what's on the site itself. But each of these portals have unique features to them and unique feeds. We've all heard of RSS feeds, so what we've done is kind of cut through the noise and brought together those things that are relevant either to the news and to housing directly or to the economy, or the third one is we have is in the mortgage market side for it, and then we have the first of the audio programs that we are going to be syndicating, which is, of course, Lickin' on Lending, which is expanded, David, to Lickin' on Lending and Housing, which we're very happy to share with, because a large portion of our audience is also in other disciplines within the housing industry. And then we also have Tips, Tools, and Tricks of the Trade, which is a labor of love. We started about 6 years ago. And there we, I guess that's the beginning of the aggregation of information, because we saw a shortage of articles available on motivation, training, coaching, things that help us improve our professional stance. We had to search all over for. And so I invited about 20 authors then, and we're expanding that rapidly as we over this next year, to share with us their thoughts. So you'll find under Tips, Tools, and Tricks two things. One is that we have a monthly newsletter that goes out the third Thursday of each month, and there's about 7 or 8 articles in it. But on the website itself, we host currently about 250 articles penned by about 20 authors. And you'll recognize these names from both the real estate, mortgage, and general community for it. So under Tips, Tools, and Tricks on the left-hand side, you'll see the authors are like Doug Smith, who's well-known within the mortgage industry, and others that are there for it. John Tricello has some articles inside there. Dirk Sellers, a major coach. Chuck Cummings is well known. Casey Cunningham, who's the president of Zenex Academy of Excellence out of Atlanta, Georgia. Jack Canfield, who is the founder of Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise, is part of our authorship group. Just lots of good things there. And you'll recognize other names as you go down through that list for it that will give you a good cross-section of things to help you professionally in your practice as well as personally in your development. And later this year, we hope to have those together in e-books so that you can pull subjects up by themselves.
Howard, this is Alice. One of the things I found great about your website was all the statistics and the data that you have out there. When it comes to the mortgage industry, it's like a history book with a lot of the data that you make available.
Well, thank you. We've been tracking part of our publications. And by the way, you folks can sign on as a member. It doesn't cost anything. And when you sign up for it, you can receive the Tips, Tools, and Tricks each month. Also, too, you'll receive the prior notices. Sunday night we'll be sending out notices on the broadcast, so you'll know who the next today's Monday's guests are going to be and what the subject is about, and a kind of a reminder to tune into it. But the core of what we've done over the years has been in the tracking of information that's economic in nature and providing in a way that's worthwhile and relevant to the industry. And part of that, Alice, is we track 40 of the key indicators. All the background information is pulled out as those indicators are released. So we get it from the conference board through Haber Analytics in New York. And we track 17 of the key interest rates. So you can find the whole history of most of the indices that you would be using as a mortgage professional to the public. And this is free. This site is not a charge. It's supported by advertisers, so you can expect if you do join, you will receive some solicitations, but they'll be from people that are relevant and services that are important to us in the profession for it. And by the way, my background before this was in mortgages, and I don't have quite the years that David has, but I put about 24 in. in production. So, you know, it comes from scars. A couple of the other features you'll be interested in, too, is the campus. Now, the campus is broken into several parts. One of them is the real estate campus, and the other is the mortgage campus, or the two principal ones. You can get your continued education here. You can come here for your SAFE Act training for it, state by state, as well as the national. And then it also has advanced training through some of the school affiliations that we have to help you better your ability to cover those things in service as well as in understanding of products for it.
Howard, let me interrupt you. This is Andy Schell. I wanted to ask you a really quick question if I could, please. We're hearing a lot about RSS fees. You mentioned about it just a few minutes ago. And I understand that you provide free RSS feeds. Could you please tell me a little bit about the RSS feeds, what they are, the information that you provide and the value those are to us?
Sure. I'd be very happy to. The RSS feeds is a rather recent technology that allows you to receive information instead of in print form. You receive it in what's known as HTML, so you can see it out on your website, or you can see it delivered in your Outlook, or even across iPhones. It's a way to instantly get information that's provided by a publisher or by a news service for it. Each of the sections that we have in the newsroom and in the economy and in the tips and tools I just shared, as well as on the associations, which we hadn't talked about, are bringing information to you on the website. But now you can also subscribe to those, and you'll find that button, if you would, on the second navigation bar at the top. It says RSS feeds. So we put maybe 15 to 18 articles a day through that we comb from about 50 sources. So you don't have to spend the time that we spend, which is several hours a day, both in bringing that information up as well as feeding it out to you. You can receive that in a convenient way, but you can also post that on your website as content. So we have a special feed on the newsroom. We have a special feed on the economy. And with that, we have several economists that are quite renowned within the industry for it. John Tesello was one of the for 10 years, he was a senior economist at NAR. Jeff Threadgold is an economist behind about six bank chains for it. Harry S. Dent out of Florida is a well-renowned economist. His commentaries are up there on a regular basis. And then we post some of my columns up there each week. I've written about 600 over the years. So we have them, a couple hundred of them done here.
Finish your thoughts. Sorry for interrupting.
I'm just going to share that the other two feeds we have are very important. The tips and tools you can also place on your website, as well as you can receive those on your Outlook as the articles are published. But the last one is the associations. We bring together the press releases from about 11 of the major national housing associations, and then those are fed on the site as well as out to you as it's released. In addition to that, you can go state-specific. So if you click on the Associations tab on the left-hand side, you can select your state, and then it has on that page the major associations, and then across from it are all the regulatory agencies. So you can see what they're saying and what they're doing. We also include the disclosure information state-by-state, a wonderful resource.
Wonderful resource. Folks, this is a great resource. Again, we're talking to Howard Voiles, president and founder of HousingMatrix.com. I encourage you to go over there. I will be right back after this quick break.
PMI Mortgage Insurance Company is the clear choice for your higher LTV conventional borrowers. Unlike FHA, PMI offers a choice of flexible premium plans to fit the individual needs of each borrower. From a one-time upfront cost with no renewal premium to a monthly plan with no upfront charges, PMI's premium plans recognize larger down payment and good credit history, saving your clients what can at times be thousands of dollars. PMI also provides lenders with fast electronic submission tools to increase efficiencies. Mortgage insurance is more relevant than ever, so it's important to utilize a mortgage insurer who's committed to the business for the long term. It is vital that you work with a company whose core competency is credit risk management and bring that wealth of knowledge to your firm. At PMI, mortgage insurance is their only business, so they have to get it right. PMI's mission is to create sustainable homeownership opportunities. To learn more about how PMI solutions can assist your business, please contact your PMI representative today or call 800-966-4PMI, 800-966-4PMI.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dave Licken with Licken on Lending, and we're going to be continuing our discussion with Howard Voiles, who's president of HousingMatrix.com and a powerful resource. Today we're talking about online resources to you and what an important tool it is as more and more consumers are going direct to the internet to get information. And I'm sitting in front of a camera, as I told you folks, and I'm going to have to toss this now to ask Alice to pick up the broadcast and host the program from here because I'm about ready to go live on TV. I got to talk to the producer. So, Alice, I'm tossing that over to you. Thank you so much, everybody. I look forward to it. Tune in to the broadcast Fox Business and stay tuned to the program because we got a lot more on this important topic. Alice, you ready there to pick up and run with it?
I am here, Dave, ready to go, and good luck with the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing everybody and talking to everyone next week. Stay on. Continuing the discussion with Howard Voiles. Thank you, Alice. Take it away.
All right, Howard. Well, I know you were spending time telling us about the site itself. You know, I'm curious about the, you know, what you find your viewers want going forward. You know, how much has this changed, the service that you're offering? I'm sure it's going through an evolution now with the type of information that you see people want each and every day as you try and fill your site. Tell me a little bit about some of the changes you've gone through as a company and how it's evolving.
Well, it's interesting that you know, first start something, you have a concept as to what something might be worthwhile and like, and you do all the research in the world to try to make that a really meaningful adventure for it. But what you find out when your feet hit the pavement is that you make some changes and modify what you're doing. And like so many good ventures, I think Housing Matrix is very sensitive to listening to the audience for it. We serve... right now, we're approaching about 190,000 professionals within the industry that subscribe to the service and are faithfully either receiving our reports or visit the site. And we're so thrilled to be able to offer through the Housing Media, which, by the way, is a brand new venture that we have to help bring to the industry meaningful communications. And the first partnership in that is with Lickin' on Lending, which is now Lickin' on Lending and Housing. We have found recently a feedback and need for some good educational materials that are in tune with, rather than the dog and pony shows that we're so used to being bombarded with for it, really has some solid meaning. And so our campus will be sponsoring this fall a series called the Master's Series. And these are going to be very meaningful presentations, the ones that the office can sit in on. I think the first series we have is with John Tosello, the economist, on how to work with the X and the Y generations as clients, as coworkers. And then the second one is how to hire, recruit, train, and inspire the X and Y generations. So we're looking for things that are really practical to enhance the experience both for the public, but especially to help you fine-tune where you are with it. We also have the marketplace, which is expanding rapidly, and that has both a lender matrix, and we own lendermatrix.com, so we will be planning between now and the second quarter of next year to have a very comprehensive lender matrix for the industry, but you can look up well over 100 lenders in there, and we have several hundred vendors participating. So whatever you're looking for, you'll find it a lot better collection of these and a lot better highlighting of what the services are than just a regular search. And that's found in the marketplace. The rest of what we do for it, we'll be busy because we're following you folks through your growth as well. And we're just going to be listening and then working hand in hand with other people in the industry.
So really, I mean, what I found being out there is it really serves a lot of different types of people. It's not just a site. It's not a site for just originators or just underwriters or processors or just management. There really are a lot of things that a lot of people in different aspects of the industry can benefit from. And Andy, it sounded like you might have a question.
Well, that was me. This is Joe.
Oh, Joe. Sorry.
I was just going to ask Howard to kind of, for our listeners out there who are primarily going to be mortgage origination side of things, besides Lickin' on Lending, what would be the thing that you'd ask people to come to on the site to kind of get a focus of and hopefully to kind of get addicted to the information that you can receive at Housing Matrix?
Well, I think the most important part probably is the avenues for getting news and what's going on in the industry. The newsroom feed is, we spend probably 3 hours a day to 4 hours a day in combing through the new sources to bring you those things and those stories that are most important. Like I mentioned earlier, we go through about 50 different resources to find the stories that are relevant. And out of that, it may only be 15 or 18 through the day. So it saves an enormous amount of time. That either can be viewed on the newsroom or can be viewed on your, like I said, the Outlook or your iPhone or on your website through the feed. The economy is great and very important for it. And that gets to understanding the complex issues in a way that makes it practical for us to make our decisions each day. The mortgage market is wonderful. We do have the early morning commentary from your offices, Joe, but we also have direct links over to the American Mortgage Exchange, the New York Loan Exchange, for what the pricing is through the day by the major institutions. You can look and see what's going on with five-minute updates all the way down to what the FICO scores are through the day. Just a wonderful world. So searching through it, you'll find, if you come to the site, look at each of the sections, you'll find what's relevant for you, and then you can bookmark that and make it much easier to come back for it. We do want to encourage, though, everybody to sign up on the site, and you can get that on the, if you go to the Housing Lending, American Housing Media, on the right-hand side is a banner to sign up on, and on each of the pages, there's a membership login. And then below that, you, on the bottom, you can register. It doesn't cost anything. You can sign up also for the Weekend Review and Economic Focus, or any of the 7 hot sheets, which are specialized reports on the housing releases, weekly interest rate projections, where we track a survey of 50 economists each week to give you what the figures and numbers are and what the projections are. We've never missed a Fed call. And we are rarely off more than a couple hundredths of a percent on our interest rate projections. That's a collection of about 50 thoughts from different economists, as well as our takeoffs from what we've seen over the years. And then we have the quarterly credit conditions. And another very popular report that comes to you automatically by email is the Fed announcement, where we have both what's happened in layman's terms, as well as we publish their statement, which is known as Fed speak. And we share there and highlighted in bold the words that change from meeting to meeting. So you can see what the exceptions are. And it's a very quick, all of these are five-minute reads designed for the busy professional to really keep you informed.
And one of the things I want to stress with everybody is that, you know, everything Howard's talking about right now is that it's free. Now, you do have a service that is a marketing tool that people can purchase and sign up for, but, you know, there's so much out here that's just very valuable free information to understand our industry better, and that's why I know we wanted to bring this to you. Andy, was that you this time? Did you have a question? Or is that you again, Joe? All right,
I would just like to reiterate that it's an impressive website. It'll take you a while to kind of figure out what all is there, because it's a vast array of information to digest. But it's very easy to navigate and very timely.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much, Howard, for your time and for sharing all that information with everybody. It was just really so valuable to understand a lot more about the housing matrix and what it can bring to us. What I'd like to do is make sure that we have plenty of time here to go to our Rob Katz segment here from Del Mar Data Track and make sure everyone gets a chance to hear Rob's update on the news that we all need to know.
Thank you, David. Hey, did you happen to catch the article in American Banker from Jeff Horwitz and Kate Barry last week? They take an in-depth look into the increasing number of repurchase requests coming from Fannie and Freddie over the old no-doc loans from years ago. They point out how even though the lenders were following the published guidelines, the GSEs are now saying that they should have known the borrowers were lying. It seems like this is turning into another case where no one's taking responsibility for their decisions. In my opinion, it was a bad idea for investors to offer up no-doc and NINA loans in the first place. And now they're penalizing the folks who did what they said was okay to do. You can read this article called A No-Doc Paradox in AmericanBanker.com. There's also an interesting article from David Widener at the Wall Street Journal that was an eye-opener for me on just how cynical we've become as a nation about good news. It is titled, A Nation That Won't Be Fooled Again, and it explores how any bit of good news that comes out about how the government efforts to resolve the country's economic and employment problems are working gets torn apart by the critics. Although this article isn't directly related to the mortgage industry, I thought I'd pass it on as a good read that could help you think differently about stuff in the news. You can find it online at WSJ.com. And finally, in Housing Wire, Christine Ricciardi wrote about how borrowers are choosing fixed-rate mortgages for their refinances. I know this probably isn't news to our listeners, but I wanted to point it out just in case all of your loans were fixed and you were wondering if it was just you or not. You can find that story at HousingWire.com. David, those are the stories that caught my attention this past week. This is Rob Katz with DMD, and I'll be back next week with the news I think you should know about.
Well, thanks so much from Rob there. We love hearing his tips each week on the news that he has tracked down for us. I want to thank Howard so much for his time, and we'll be back. We've got a few more final comments. We'll be right back with some final comments after this.
In today's climate, quality counts more than ever, and Wetzelschrott can help your company maintain the quality that you require to survive in an ever-changing market. With over 450 customers across the country, Wetzelschrott has specialized in quality control reviews for residential lenders since 1985. Wetzelschrott can assist your organization in maintaining a high standard of quality within your residential mortgage operation. They offer a wide variety of services, including loan quality control, servicing quality control, quality control plans, fraud review services, and even web-based quality control software. Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. Choosing Wetzelschrott represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Contact Wetzelschrott today for details at 248-592-2252. Wetzelschrott, the single source solution for your quality control needs. And now, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, we're back with the Lickin' on Lending Show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Alice Alvey closing out the show for Dave Lickin. I would just like to take a moment to thank everybody. Andy Schell does such a fantastic job for us with covering all of the Profit Doctor information. Every week I look forward to hearing Andy's segment and trying to learn a little bit more about the profit and loss that we all have to manage and getting down to that. What is your cost per loan? So thank you so much, Andy, for your piece. Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, as usual, Joe's detail about what to watch in the market is just fantastic. I always learn from him as well. And again, thanking our special guest, Howard Voiles, for covering and to helping us understand a little bit more about the housing matrix and what a valuable resource that is to our industry, a valuable free resource. Like Joe said, you could spend a lot of time getting a lot of information on that site. So certainly want to thank Howard for his valuable time. Next week we'll be focusing in again on all the legislative changes and the industry update that you need to know. I'd like to now take a chance to make sure everybody remembers, go check Dave out on Fox. I'm sure he's on TV now as we speak in the next couple of minutes. So go ahead and check out his bit there. I'm sure you'll be glad to hear what he has to say about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on Fox today. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this program. We look forward to giving you the next bit of latest news next week. Thanks again. Have a great week.
This has been Lickin on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. On the web at www.mortgagebankingsolutions.com. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, delivering live mortgage-backed security prices as trades happen, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U, your ultimate education and information resource. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.